Tune in to Slow Jam Sundays every Sunday at 10 p.m. with R Mills.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I had to switch it up for you guys. You know, I've been seeing a lot of things out here about faithful black men and women that don't cheat or cheat as much as men. So, you know, I had to do an episode on this one, and I got my good friend Alisa out here today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Alisa. Alisa, how are you doing on this lovely evening?
I'm okay.
Just okay?
Just can't complain, you know? Weather's getting nice.
Yes, it is. It is getting nice, but I did see that there is snow tomorrow. Possibly. When? This is what I'm seeing. That snow is tomorrow. I'm sorry, but I'm not okay with it either, but, like, you know.
I just saw rain. When is it? Next weekend? This weekend?
See, I don't have a problem with rain. Rain I can do.
No, I can't do rain right now. But, like, it turns to ice. It's cold. It's not nice.
Yeah, okay, fair. Black ice is never fun. Never fun. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about cheating. I should have cheated. Wow, I know. It's a serious topic, and it can go a lot of ways. But we're going to go straight into it. Alisa, what do you think about cheating? What are your first thoughts about cheating?
What are my first thoughts of cheating? Ugh.
Okay, let's... Better question. Mm-hmm. The first... 5 words that come to your head when it comes to cheating.
Deceit.
Deceit, one.
Lies. I think that's just the two.
Just two. Straight up. Hurt. Straight up. Hurt, okay. You know. Give me two more.
There's anger.
Anger, yep.
And that's it.
Okay. I'm going to go into it right now. Do you think cheating is ever justified?
No. No, I actually don't.
Never. Why?
Because why get into a relationship if you have a thought? Why get into a relationship if there's ever a thought of cheating?
What if when you got into the relationship, it wasn't a thought?
Everything was good, but still, like, even down the line, like, even if you're thinking about it, like, what, like, for me, it's like, what's the point of being in that relationship then? If you already see signs of you going out there and cheating and doing something wrong.
But knowing males, correct, right? Mm-hmm. Like, guys, even if in relationships, they're still looking, they always see other girls and everything like that. They always appreciate the beauty of the women out here.
I get that.
So, do you ever think in early on in the relationship they're good, but then a few years down the line, maybe someone starts slacking on their side?
Yep. I agree.
And you don't think it's ever justified?
I don't think it's justified, but...
Can I give you a scenario then?
Go ahead.
Okay, so for example, say I'm with this girl for 7 years, right? And year 5, I start seeing a whole downfall. This girl starts just not being the same. Like, basically just stops trying. Just starts being lazy. All I see is sweats every day. All I see... You don't even try to put on any makeup or anything. We don't go out much. And then every single time I try to touch you, it's a problem. So what do you want the guy to do? So that's year 5. So he's dealt with it for 2 more years after that, because I said it's 7 years. Right. 2 years of that. What do you want the man to do?
I get it. He's good. I get it.
What do you want him to do?
He's going to, like, because I get it.
Like, you can't expect a man to just sit around.
And just be content.
Especially if you're not giving him anything.
Same goes for girls.
Facts.
It goes for us too.
Same thing. What if, for example, let's turn it around. What if you met this guy 7 years in? The first 3, 4, 5 years, he was going to the gym consistently. He was keeping right. He was getting haircuts every 2 weeks. Then year 5 comes around. He just stops. He just... becomes bummy, doesn't care anymore.
He lost his juice.
He lost it. He lost the juice. If the man lost the juice, how are you going to feel in year 7? And you dealt with that for 2 years.
why am I bossing up over you? Like, come on, pick up your weight, pick up the slack.
So, okay, so in the situation, what would you do? Would you talk to him about it, or would you just go ahead and cheat?
I'd talk first, you know, like, okay. Hey, you know what, babe, you know, I noticed that you're losing it. Get it back together. Let's mm-hmm. go. Come okay. on. I'll even go to the gym with you.
Okay.
We can do this together.
Okay.
But if it's going to be a same thing
over and over again,
and over again, and you could see I'm getting annoyed.
So you're going to cheat.
I might.
So is it justified, basically, is what you're saying?
It's not justified, but you know what? I'm not saying it's right, but it happens.
So you're telling me it's justified. Basically, it's justified.
Okay, yeah, it is.
Okay, so there is some scenarios that it is justified.
There's little loopholes where, yes.
Okay, so now, see, that's what I want, the truth.
Yes, there's
okay.
a little loopholes.
Okay. Okay, so if you were the girl and he cheated on you, but it was the same situation, you right. just gave up, what would be your defense?
I feel like shit. Like, in terms of, like, wow, like, I really let myself go that much.
Yeah, like, if you looked at pictures from year four.
Yeah, and I look at myself now, year five, six, and seven, I'm just like, I really let myself down that much.
But would you be mad at yourself more or him more? Or the girl more? 50. Or the guy, who knows? It's 21st century. It's real. It's real.
I'd be mad at both. No, me and him. Because I'd be mad at myself, like, you know what? You spoke to me.
He tried. He tried to tell you.
I didn't do nothing
okay.
about it. It's like a teacher, like, you're not doing well in class. The teacher's going to come to you and say, hey, you know what? This is how you can boost your mark. This is mm-hmm. how you're going to boost your mark.
And if you don't do it.
And if you don't do it, you're going to fail.
Do it.
So you can't be mad at yourself Very when true. You fail the class. And, you know, a lot of people are going to get mad at the teacher, but the mm-hmm. teacher helped you. The teacher gave you every answer to the test of how you can pass.
Very true.
And you didn't do it.
This is very true. So my next question is, do you think that since you cheated there, do you think you're always a cheater?
No.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
I don't believe in that.
So then why do you think that is a thing? Why do you think people think that? Like, what if a man or a woman cheated back in high school?
Right.
10 years down the line, they're in a relationship again, and that comes up. And then the girl gets mad.
Because she hasn't let go of it.
No. I'm not saying that they're back. They're together. Oh. Totally different relationship.
Oh, totally different.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. And then she finds out, and then she gets mad at you because of that.
That was so long ago, though.
Exactly. But then why is that right there?
From high school, and now it's like, you're two totally different people. I'm exactly. not the same person I was in high school.
Exactly. So, but that's the thing that confuses me. Why is that a thing that's in society? Like, once a cheater, always a cheater.
If you're going to just...
Who made that up?
But I mean, like, if you cheat once and you never do it again, that's different. But if you're constantly doing it all the time, then you know what? Just keep that name.
Do you think there's a trigger or steps leading to the cheating?
Yes.
You think there's steps leading to the cheating all the time?
All the time.
It's never just the guy looks at the girl's interested, he's
there's
interested.
There's a lust, yes.
Okay.
But, like, I know for myself, like, I've seen the emotional cheating, and then there's just the lust, the physical aspect.
And just doing it, just to do it.
Yeah.
So, what do you think is the difference between the two?
When if there is a difference. Like, that's it.
It's
like,
deeper?
It's deep. Like.
So, do you think guys do more emotional cheating? Or girls do more of the emotional cheating?
I don't know. I can't speak for all girls because most of them would just say, yeah, you know, I want to smash this guy, whatever. But they're not going to do it. But if their man is slacking.
You're saying girls talk like this too.
Yeah.
Like males
yeah,
do.
Yeah, we do.
So you're basically, you see a guy on the street and you say, I want to smash him.
Yeah.
But you're still doing that while in relationships with that thought?
Oh no. When I'm in a relationship, it's just totally like
it just goes away?
Not really, but I'm just like
So what do you mean not really? So what is it then?
But I'm not really like interested in you. I might see you and be like, "Oh, okay. You look nice," but I'm not like, "Oh, like
I want him." Yeah. Want him. Okay. Okay. I got plenty more questions for Lisa. This is going to be a hot topic. I know you guys are going to want to, you know, chime in. We're going to have a part two for males as well. It won't be just the females having this conversation, but we will be back. This is all males. This is Lisa, and this is The Nightcap.
Women of a fresh air.
Just look at the cake. Look at the face. You can tell that they hate. Am I the baddest? I know I'm the baddest. This ain't a debate.
my shooter, he Chris. He got a list, he let it spray. Not on my level, I'm way too elite for you, we're not the same. Pussy bitch say she don't like me. Niggas send my pussy like an iced tea. Like give my pics all on IG. Commenting the ring emoji like a wifey. 20s are green, so you know that I'm Siamese. Call me Deja, feel ho, come try me. Sip this pussy just like it's a chai tea. Not on my level, so don't stand by me. I don't talk shit, make a phone call. I got my shooters on a roll call. Suck three dicks, she a triplet. Why you moving like 12, you a piglet. Look at my shine, yeah, my wristlet. Look at my girl, yeah, my bitchlet. Look at the 50 messages that niggas be sending that I ain't even read yet. Hey, nice nigga named Tico talking shit, and he knew I seen it. So I took his babe Victoria, got her to my house, and she gave me a secret. I thought that girl was straight. She said she bending for me. I told that bitch, I do not love her. Only thing bending her knees. Yeah, he want a bad bitch named Loka. Wanna think back like Soka. Little girl, I don't know you. So keep my name out your boca. White girl snoring on the coca. Mix that Henny with the cola. Know a bad nigga from the NOLA. He trap out the Corolla. Trap phone is a Motorola. I'm taking over, I thought I told ya. Talk that shit, gonna treat you like retail. Pussy nigga, I'm gon' fold ya. And I'm not Egyptian, if you want comfort, just know I ain't finna hold ya. That girl turned on the gang, so I walked past the whole like I don't even know her. Just look at the cake, look at the face, you can tell that they hate. Am I the baddest? I know I'm the baddest, this ain't a debate. My shooter, he Chris, he got a list, he let it spray. Not on my level, I'm way too elite for you, we're not the same. Pussy bitch say she don't like me. Niggas send my pussy like an iced tea. Like give my pics all on IG. Commenting the ring emoji like a wifey. 20s are green, so you know that I'm Siamese. Call me Deja, feel ho, come try me. Sip this pussy just like it's a chai tea. Not on my level, so don't stand by me. Was never in class, smoking the grass, that was in session. This is my guab, no it's not school. Due dates do not get extended. Play a nigga like Nintendo, snails extendo, sauce like pesto. Mute a nigga named Lorenzo, he is playing games, so I put him in the friend zone. All of my bitches are global, not local. Call the girl Melody, she gave me vocals. Heard that your pockets, they tiny, they poco. My money green like that shit is a moco. I put that nigga and I drove him loco. Hundreds is brown looking like they some cocoa. Call the loud tree songs, I'm moving in slow-mo. I got my own cloud, I don't need your follow my cook, cause I'm sipping that toxic. My body exotic, I smell like the tropics. I'm too trendy, that's why I'm the topic. Slippers are Fendi, there's no other option. She talking shit and I told her to stop it. Ain't popping and locking, I told her to drop it. I see her face, I get nauseous and vomit. I'm feeling too fly, taking off like a comet. Fuck you, you pay me. Unforgettable Sway Lee. Got the flavor like a bay leaf. He sent me Earl Grey tea. All natural, say D. Princess like I'm KD. Ass beat cause it's caking. Drive the bank crazy cause it's breaking. Put a dab of ranch in my crispy rap. Finna fuck your bitch, then I hit my dad. Hating on me saying I can't rap. Hating on me cause I am a stab. Finesse the boy, then I finesse his dad. Up in the stew, whipping up a new track. I heard your new shit, I'm like, what is that? Getting this money and getting these racks. Just look at the cake. Look at the face, you can tell that they hate. Am I the baddest? I know I'm the baddest. This ain't a debate. My shooter, he Chris, he got a list, he let it spray. Not on my level, I'm way too elite for you, we're not the same. Pussy bitch say she don't like me. Niggas send my pussy like an iced tea. Like give my pics all on IG. Commenting the ring emoji like a wifey. 20s are green, so you know that I'm Siamese. Call me Deja, feel ho, come try me. Sip this pussy just like it's a chai tea. Not on my level, so don't stand by me.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, from that quick music break. I hope you guys enjoyed it, but we are on that serious topic of cheating, ladies and gentlemen, and I am accompanied by my great friend, Alisa. Alisa, I want to know right now, have you ever been cheated on?
Of course.
Did you see any signs? Like, how did you know? Like, talk to me. Talk about it. Well, not all of it. Yeah. Like, not deep down, but like, you know, give me the gist of it.
Like the gist of how
It happened. Like, how did you find out? Did you have like a woman's intuition? Like, what is it?
Woman's intuition, yes.
Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing with anything. Like,
so what's the intuition? Like, what did you get?
You just get this feeling. Like, it's just a feeling. Like a gut feeling. Like, you get those gut feelings.
But like, did you like see him do something? No. Was he like changing his patterns?
No. It's just you get that gut feeling.
Okay. So what did you do? Like, just walk me through it. Like, how did you find out, first off?
Ask.
You asked him?
Yeah.
You just straight up ask him.
Are you doing anything? You know, I feel a little weird. Like, you're doing something. No.
Okay, so he lied the first time.
Yeah.
Okay, so he lied.
You're
the
my
first...
only one. You know, all that good stuff.
Okay, so did you believe him the first time?
Yeah. But, you know, that feeling was still there.
Okay. So what did you do to further that intuition?
Ask questions.
What questions are you asking me? Asking the guy.
Just asking him questions.
Give me some questions.
Just like, oh, are you sure? Who's this girl? You know, and I started digging deep. You know, social media is key now.
Okay, so what do you mean is key? Like, how do you find, finding?
It's so easy to find anything on social media now.
So you found basically the one point that showed
that
he was cheating.
Yes.
On social media. Yes. What did you see on social media? Like nudes or something?
No, pictures.
Pictures of what?
Boot up, cuddle up, you know, all that.
Oh, stuff. Together?
Yeah.
And that was on his social media or no, the girl's social media? So you knew, let's back it up for a second. So how did you know there was a girl anyways?
I don't even know. It's just one of those, like, I don't know.
Like,
for me?
How did you get to the point that you got to the girl's social media?
For me, it's just like, if I feel something, I'm not going to stop until, like...
You figure something
out.
Yeah. So what if you went digging and you found nothing? Wouldn't you feel a way that you didn't trust your boy?
No, but see, there's a difference. Like,
what's the difference?
When my gut never lies to me, Jamal. It never lies to me. Like, never. So if I have no feeling with you, mm-hmm. then... You're fine. I don't need to look for nothing.
Okay.
But it's just like, if I get that feeling of you, then I'm digging. And I've never been wrong so far.
Okay. So you're an investigator.
Yeah.
So what, if you care to tell, what are some things that you have done to investigate a person?
Ooh, what have I done?
You sound like a monster. Sicko.
I am.
As long as you know, like,
I know. Went on their accounts.
What accounts? Like Instagram,
Facebook, all that.
Wait, you had all passwords?
No, just when they're not around.
So wait, they just leave it open?
Just leave it open.
Small mistakes.
Or, you know, they just give them good dick, pass out, you know, get the phone.
Oh my God. You're a monster. And it works.
It works.
So you would basically smash, let the man fall asleep,
yep.
and then just go through his phone.
Yep.
So you had his password.
Yep.
Did he know you had his password?
He knew.
So he was just like flimsy with it.
That's what I don't understand.
Okay, with that being said, do you think women are better cheaters than men?
Yes, we are.
How so? Have you cheated before?
Yes, I have.
So did the guy know?
No.
Did he ever find out?
Afterwards, yeah.
Like, after you guys broke up?
Yeah.
So you told him? Like, how did he find out after?
Nah, my friend was being stupid and posted a picture.
Posted a picture of what? You and the guy?
Yeah.
You and the next guy?
Yeah.
So why does a picture tell me that you cheated?
Because the picture was right after we broke up. So, like, maybe...
So you were you together with this other person?
During when I was with... What are you talking about?
No, like, for example, you said a picture was posted.
Yeah.
So were you together in this picture with this
the
next
guy?
With
the new person, yes.
And then the former ex-boy just assumed?
No, it was a picture. It was a nice, cute picture.
It was like a sexy picture?
No, it was around Christmas time, you know, Christmas tree, you know, everyone's cute and cuddly.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's festive.
Yes.
So he just assumed that you cheated on with that guy.
Didn't assume, because it wasn't really assuming at that point. It was just obvious.
So what was it, like you broke up with the person and then quick into another relationship, or like it was literally just straight cheating?
Straight cheating.
Oh, you did?
Nothing sexual, but it was an emotional cheating.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you think back to it now,
yeah.
Why do you think you did it? What were you lacking in one?
Who
one
was lacking anything? I wasn't lacking.
Oh, you weren't lacking.
I wasn't lacking.
Yeah. So the guy was lacking,
yes.
Something.
Hence where you came back to the point where, you know, if you're not doing anything for 5 years.
Yeah.
And then if you're slacking,
you get left behind.
You get left behind.
So, if you care to tell, what was he slack? What is it? What was the X-Man slacking on?
I don't like to be rude, but he was just okay. He was just boring.
Like, boring how? Like he didn't like go outside.
Going outside, like he lived in Hamilton. Like you know, there's a nice falls there. You know, like let's go.
He didn't even want to go there.
Didn't want to go.
Damn. So when you were with the other guy, what was the relationship like? On a regular day, what was the relationship like?
That everything something new. Every day is literally everything something new.
This is the new guy.
This is the new guy.
And the old guy was just the same thing. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Oh man.
Like I get, he worked night shift, so he's tired. But it's like, if I'm coming, you can still to see move. Him, yeah. Right.
And so you would travel all from Brampton to Hamilton.
Yep.
And he wouldn't want to do nothing.
He would just sleep.
Sleep.
Oh. Or we'd have dates planned to go out to dinner.
And you're taking the GO bus?
GO bus.
Oh, not even driving.
No, GO bus.
How long is that bus ride?
It's not long if you get the express bus.
So would you like when you go to Hamilton, would you sleep over?
No.
Oh, so you're not even no. So there's barely like there's 5 hours maybe five, together?
Six, yeah.
And then he's just sleeping?
He's just sleeping.
Oh Lord. He asked for it basically.
Yeah, basically. And you know, I talked to him, I said, yo, like
you tried to tell him. I tried to tell him, man. You see these guys, man. You can't be slacking out here. If you come in one way, make sure you keep that upkeep. Same with girls too. Don't sleep.
Nah, but you know what? On his defense, I will say I did meet him.
Ex-boy?
Like that. Yes.
Okay.
I did meet him as that type of person who didn't like to go out. That's fair. You don't like to go.
So
to
he
clubs.
Was always boring.
No, he didn't like to go to clubs.
Okay.
You don't
so,
like to go
okay,
to clubs.
Fair.
You know that's your thing.
That's your thing.
That's your thing. Yeah, you don't like to go to clubs, but.
I hear you.
If you don't want to go out in general, like, come on, like.
So you got, so, okay, so thinking about the ex, let me just throw out a number. How many times have you guys went out on a date? Just a date, you two, maybe movies, maybe like dinner, bowling, maybe.
10, maybe less.
And how long were you together?
1 year.
That's not enough, man.
I spent more time with his sister than him.
His sister's older?
Yeah.
So he would sleep and you just chill with his sister?
Yeah, kind of thing. With his sister, yeah.
Damn.
Great guy. Very sincere.
Just not for you.
Not for me. I feel like I was settling. Great guy, but ooh. I was...
Yeah, you never want to settle.
I was settling.
So what is the difference between this new relationship if you are in one?
It's different. There's...
Excitement?
Excitement.
Like what kind of excitement? Like fucking... Like what's excitement to you?
Just
like what keeps your attention? What keeps you from not cheating? Basically, keeping your interest in that one person that you're with.
Just everything with him. Like, he's better. That's first off. He's not boring.
Mm-hmm.
We just do everything. Like,
what do you guys do as a couple?
Anything.
Give me some scenarios.
Like, we'll go walk. We'll take because he lives by a lake.
Just simple.
Just a simple.
Simple
walk.
Things. I'm telling you, the simple key things matter.
Simple grocery shopping. It's these little things that just add up. You know, we go out to the movies. We go party.
Okay.
You know, just.
That's nice.
You know, those little car sit downs and talks.
And just
you know,
chill.
They
just
matter.
Chill.
They matter.
That's nice.
It's more passionate, I will say.
Passionate. I like the word. So, if you could describe the ex's relationship, what's the word that you would describe it?
He was sincere. It was a sincere relationship.
Sincere?
And genuine, yes. Because
what, the new one or the old one?
The old one.
Sincere, but that's positive.
That's positive.
Okay.
But in terms of him and his character, he was a very sincere, genuine person.
Okay, okay.
So that relationship itself was...
Sincere.
Sincere.
Okay. But you weren't accepting sincere.
No, like sincere was fine, but it's like, okay, like I get it,
yeah,
you're positive.
Let's wake it up now.
Let's wake up now. Come
okay,
on.
That's fair. That is fair. You know what? Let's chill out with it. Let's go to the next musical break. This is a great topic. I'm loving it so far. We are not done yet. We will be back with Alisa. This is All Males, and this is...
Yeah, I hear you. Word around is that I'm checking with the sky. Get the talks done now. Let me set the story right.
Let her talk, hear her out.
Let me set the story right. So when you come back into town, we won't be wasting any time. It's 03 and I got a call. I'm answering, it's all banked on this right now. Right now, wanna know who you're booing up now. Silent dreaming, gon' make me get loud. Say something, let's figure this out.
I'm going to go right into this question, Alisa.
Ask away.
Is cheating ever forgivable?
I feel like there's levels to it.
Levels. Okay, let's talk about the levels. How many times do I have to cheat on you for you to say I'm over you?
It all depends on you.
On the guy?
No, like it depends on the person.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So in your scenarios, did you forgive the first time?
Plenty
of times you forgave?
Yes.
So what was your reasoning back then on why you were forgiving?
I was stupid.
So you acknowledge that?
I was stupid.
But what were you just blinded by love? By the dick? What was it?
Love. I thought it was real.
You thought it was real. So you just thought, this was a part of love? Like what was your, when the man was cheating on you, maybe from the third time.
Right.
What were you thinking? What's in your head? Like,
what was in my head?
how do you deal with listening, hearing that your spouse, your partner is cheating for the third time, fourth time, fifth time?
And I'm just
like, how does that even help your psyche? Like,
I don't know how I lasted that long. Like, how did that help me? What was I thinking? I was just dumb and just stupid. Like,
would you say the person you are now is totally different that person? What do you think is the difference?
I'm not stupid.
Like, experience?
Experience. I'm not as... No, I am forgiving, but it's more like, okay, like, you do that, like, okay. Like, I know my limit now. It's like...
Okay, so what do you classify as cheating? I don't think we even spoke about that. Yeah, what is the classification of cheating? Like, what if I just kissed a girl? Is that cheating?
Why would you kiss a girl?
But what if she kissed me first? What if I was just sitting there and she kissed me?
But why? How is she? What?
She just got bold.
And just kissed you?
Yeah, boom.
What are you going to do about that?
What am I supposed to do? It happened. I didn't know what was gonna happen.
Are you just gonna say, "Oh wow, thanks"? Or like,
I was gonna be like, "Well, like for example, like what was that for?" And she said, "I just wanted to do it." So then what? That's not on me.
That's not on you, but it's like, why is she kissing you?
So would you, in a situation like that, would you get mad at the guy or the girl?
I get mad at the girl, yeah.
Okay,
but I've not been messaged with a girl. I'd be like, "Yo, what's your problem?" Like,
oh, have you messaged a girl ever?
Of course.
Or confronted a girl because of a cheating allegation?
Yes.
And how did that go? Did you do more blaming of the woman at the time or
the woman?
Why do you think? Like, let me know. Like,
because
what are
you
thinking?
Know what? Sometimes women, like, I don't know if they are. No, some women are still like this now. It's like, they know that someone's in a relationship, let's say, and they just don't let go. They're just like, oh, you know, I can still get you. I'm going to still keep going. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going.
So these girls that you confronted knew.
Yes.
And they just didn't care.
No. Would you really even call that a relationship? Let's be honest.
With the guy?
Yeah.
Well, do you consider it a relationship?
Not anymore.
You didn't consider that a relationship?
No, back then, yeah.
But
no.
You don't now?
No.
But how long was that one?
That was like last year of high school till what? Till I turn 20?
So that's like
21?
That's like 3-4 years?
Yeah.
Four Damn. Years. And you just...
4 years of time wasted.
You think all of it was time wasted?
It wasn't time wasted. Like, it was...
See, like, for example, you spoke about the recent ex as a sincere relationship.
Right.
What would you classify that one?
Toxic.
What was it? Did you say toxic?
Toxic.
From day one?
Not from day... Well,
like, when did it become toxic?
It was a lie. So, like...
Oh. It was a lie from day one.
A lie from day one.
Damn. No chances.
No.
Damn.
If you're lying to me from day one, what person are you then, really?
Facts, yeah. So
I don't really know you then.
So, okay. So, that relationship, do you still talk to that person?
No.
Not at all?
Nope.
No interest?
No.
To talk to him? Not even see how he's doing?
No. If I post a snap, they'll message here and there like, haha, you know.
But nothing crazy?
Nothing crazy.
Do you think that men get blamed more for cheating or women get blamed more for cheating?
Women get blamed.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You serious?
Yeah.
You don't look on Twitter?
Men get blamed a lot more now for cheating?
You think girls get cheated, get blamed more for cheating right now in 2019?
Oh, I thought you meant like, oh, like you're a hoe for cheating.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, yeah.
I was about to say, what?
Yeah, guys. Y'all get blamed a lot more. 10 times more than
me. Okay, so who do you think does... the most cheating, though, out of the two?
Ooh. I feel like it comes in as a tie, but I feel like women are more better at hiding it than men are.
I always thought, I don't know if this is true, I want to see what you think. When women cheat, it's more of the emotional cheating than the lust of cheating.
That's me, yeah.
And I feel like with guys, I feel like it would be more lust than the emotion.
Yeah.
Do you think that's accurate?
Yeah, from my experience, yeah, it's more lust.
Okay. So, do you think that society, is there a double standard in society about it? Like, when a guy cheats, it's what expected.
Baddie, you know, like,
yeah, exactly, too, yeah. Exactly. It's expected. But, like, with girls, when a girl cheats, it's like, what the fuck? She's such a fucking bitch. Da, 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 da. She's a hoe. She da, da, da. Who would think she is? Yeah. Home record. Da, 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 da. Like, yeah. Do you think that's what it is?
That's what it is, and it shouldn't be like that.
So what do you think it should be?
Like, I just say, like, why is the girl going to get more blame? And the guy's like, oh, like a pass. Well, you know what? She was a... Like the Jordan Woods situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, Jason's from Brampton. Of course he's going to try and hit someone with the last name Woods. Like, come on.
What?
Yeah. What? You didn't see that?
I did. I saw all the other memes. I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
No, yes, I did see that one. Yeah, I did see that one. But did you think that was justified, that whole situation? Like her, Jordan Woods being there, Tristan Thompson getting involved in another situation, and Chloe trying to blame Jordan.
But it wasn't
publicly.
It wasn't her fault, really. No, like in terms of, I feel like I watched her interview.
Mm-hmm. The Red Talk.
Yeah, the Red Talk.
Red Table. The Red Table Talk. Yeah.
And she was to blame for not telling Chloe, hey, you know what? He kissed me. She kept that small information. That was a big piece of information. She kept that back.
If you were in that situation and the man kissed you out of nowhere and you're like, what the hell? What would you have done?
I would tell. Like if you consider that person like your family, mm-hmm. like your sister, like...
Yeah.
I would tell. It hurts, but that's like your family, so you say, so you know what?
Have you ever been in a situation like that where somebody's, one of your friends' boyfriends or girlfriends were trying to push up on you?
No, not that I recall. I don't think so.
Have you had any friends that dealt with situations like that?
Yeah.
And... how do you think Like, did you give them any advice about it? Like, what would you say to somebody that's in that situation?
No, they all dealt with it on their own, and they all told them. But then at the end of the day, they look like the bad person.
Who looks like the bad person?
The friend, for telling them, hey, you know what? Your boyfriend was pushing up on me. It's like, whoa, what were you wearing at the party? Why is he pushing up on you? And it's like,
it's always that. It's always that. What are you wearing? Da-da-da kind of thing.
Why are you dressing like that if you know he's going to be around? Like, nah.
Okay. We will be back to conclude this episode. I want you guys to chime in. Do you guys think once a cheater, always a cheater? Let me know. Hit me up. All Mills, this is Alisa, and this is The Nightcap.
2 a.m. she hit my phone. 3 a.m. yeah, she ran that dome. 4 a.m. yeah, I'm finna bone. 5 a.m. it's a marathon. Grand slam, send her home. 2 a.m. she hit my phone. 3 a.m. yeah, she ran that dome. 4 a.m. yeah, I'm finna bone. 5 a.m. it's a marathon. Grand slam, send her home. Bad, bad, yellow bone. Got a fat ass with no thumb. When I clap that, play the song. She gon' clap back, make her moan. Dab that, send her home. Rap shit, what I'm on. Michael Phelps at a microphone. If I trapped, I'd be Al Capone. But I don't, I leave it alone. No, I leave it a zone. Real nigga in my chromosome. Ain't no wrong when you home alone. Get you high like I own a drone. Multiply ain't the only one. If I try, then you know she fired. With a family crying, now she owe me one. How retired when these hoes are tying. It's in a fine, nigga, show me one. All that baggage gotta weigh a ton. Godson, I'm the holy one. Ain't no time until the rollie come. Till my pockets like Joe and Pun. Shorty hit me trying to get it in. 2 a.m., I think she with a friend. 3 a.m., I'm about to roll a twin. 4 a.m., it's time we go again. 2 a.m., she hit my phone. 3 a.m., yeah, she ran that down. 4 a.m., yeah, I'm finna bone. 5 a.m., it's a marathon. Grand slam, send her home. 2 a.m., she hit my phone. 3 a.m., yeah, she ran that down. 4 a.m., yeah, I'm finna bone. 5 a.m., it's a marathon. Grand slam, send her home. 2 a.m., she hit my phone. 3 a.m., yeah, she ran that down. 4 a.m., yeah, I'm finna bone. 5 a.m., it's a marathon. Grand slam, send her home. 2 a.m., she hit my phone. 3 a.m., yeah, she ran that down. 4 a.m., yeah, I'm finna bone. 5 a.m., it's a marathon. Grand slam, send her home. Pick up the phone, baby. I know you home, got some Patron. We could get so wavy. We could get stoned, we could get blown. You know we grown, baby. You need a clone, baby. I'm in my zone, baby. Bitch, I'm on, baby. Watching the phone, all on my own. We put a song, she turned me on. We took a pit, post like Malone. Stick it in between the jawbone. 69 look like a tombstone. 100 mind just like a headphone. Bitch, your braces, she a red bone. 2 a.m., she hit my phone. 3 a.m., yeah, she ran that down. 4 a.m., yeah, I'm finna bone. 5 a.m., it's a marathon. Grand slam, send her home. 2 a.m., she hit my phone. 3 a.m., yeah, she ran that down. 4 a.m., yeah, I'm finna bone. 5 a.m., it's a marathon. Grand slam, send her home. 2 a.m., she hit my phone. 3 a.m., yeah, she ran that down. 4 a.m., yeah, I'm finna bone. 5 a.m., it's a marathon. Grand slam, send her home. 2 a.m., she hit my phone. 3 a.m., yeah, she ran that down. 4 a.m., yeah, I'm finna bone. 5 a.m., it's a marathon. Grand slam, send her home.
Hey, what are you saying? Is it a ting?
My last question for you tonight is, would you recommend to a friend in a bad relationship to just cheat?
I mean, I've already cheated, but...
So because you cheated, you'll give that same advice?
That wasn't intentional.
Okay, okay.
It wasn't intentional.
How is cheating not intentional?
Mine wasn't intentional. It just
slipped?
Yeah, I just slipped and I fell.
Oh, of course. What does that even mean? You slipped and fell. So You said so. Yeah. You never had the intention when you did cheat.
No.
You didn't.
It was an emotional cheat.
It was an emotional cheat. But did you put yourself in a situation
to cheat?
Yes. So if you knew of the situation that you were getting put in, you knew you were gonna cheat then.
I didn't know I
was. Or you okay? You didn't know, but you had the intention.
I didn't have the intention to cheat.
But you put yourself in a situation.
I did.
So isn't that the intention right there?
Not really.
So what do you call that?
Okay, stop.
What do you call that right there?
I didn't intentionally cheat. It wasn't intentional. I wasn't going out there saying, oh, I'm done with this relationship. I'm going to cheat. No, okay. It wasn't intentional.
But is cheating ever intentional? I don't think so if you're in a relationship.
No, that
is. But when you put yourself in situations.
But did I really put myself in that situation?
I don't know. You tell me. You know the situation. Did you put yourself in a situation? Because in relationships, there will always be situations that you should avoid.
That you should avoid, absolutely.
And you didn't avoid that one.
I didn't
one.
Want to avoid it.
You didn't. You didn't want to avoid it. So isn't that the intention right there? Isn't that the intention?
You know.
So, okay. So, would you recommend it to a friend if they're in a bad relationship?
Nah, I wouldn't. Because even now, looking back at it, I'm happier now.
But you could have handled it differently.
Differently.
Okay. So, if you could, what would you have done?
I would have just broke up from him back.
But see, that's the thing. Everybody always says, why would you just cheat? Oh, don't cheat. Why don't you just break up with him? It's not that easy all the time.
It's not. It's really not.
It's not that easy.
Even me breaking up with him, like, trying to break up, that was hard.
Exactly.
It was hard.
And even though your mind was somewhere else, it was still hard.
It was still hard.
So why is everybody telling the people it's to just break up?
But you know what? For me, it was like, okay, I have this person who I want and this person who I'm with that's not making me happy. Mm-hmm. I had to look at it. I was selfish. I had to look at it from a selfish
point. But sometimes
you gotta be selfish. And I said, what am I going
to do? Who's looking out for you if you're not looking out for yourself?
Exactly. I had to look at it from a selfish point of view and say, who am I going to be happier with? You're clearly not. So you got to get the boot.
So how did was the breakup like a rough breakup? Like, was it like messy? Was it like, you know, cordial?
He was crying. Tears were shed.
How long were you guys together?
A year. I stayed. Because I saw potential, like, oh, that's a perfect guy as a husband. I don't want to
mess it up.
Yeah.
So then, if you saw the potential, why'd you give up on the potential?
It was boring.
But it's potential.
But, like, then you got to think about, I'm not a grandma yet. Why am I going to live a grandma life?
Facts. You only live once.
You're great father material. You're great husband material. But you're grandpa.
But what classifies him as great in all those categories? Because he sat at home?
No. Him sitting at home, that was just another part. But like I said, he was just genuine person. Never looked at anyone's negativity. You can be like
trash.
Rude, trash. He'd always see the positive out of you.
Okay.
So that was a genuine, like that was a real genuine person. Like,
okay.
Like you could do no harm in his eyes. But that's what I saw it as. Like, okay, you can be husband material, but I'm not a grandma, so.
Fair. So you just need more excitement in your life, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think guys and girls can do to prevent cheating in a relationship?
In a relationship?
Yes.
You can't prevent that.
You don't think cheating can be prevented? You don't think cheating can be prevented in a relationship? How about, like, you know, doing your due diligence as a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
Or a boyfriend, yeah.
Like, you know, spending time. How about, you know, checking up on the person? How about, you know, make sure you guys have that little, that sexy time
here and there.
Because at the end of the day, if it doesn't happen, it will happen somewhere else, ladies and gentlemen. And with that being said, this was the Nightcap. I'd like to thank Elisa for coming in.
Thank you.
We will have the guy version of Cheaters Only. And We will have Alisa back to discuss further topics in the future. Alisa, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And this was The Nightcap, ladies and gentlemen. The Nightcap. The Nightcap.
The Nightcap. This is all the Nightcap.